The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, Danielle Manning makes an announcement, SEC Media Days, Seth Payne surprises season ticket members, and more. Hello, hello, and welcome into Texans 360. We're so happy that you're riding along with us. My name's Drew Doherty, filling in this week for Mark Vandermeer. He's getting laser hair removal, so things are a little painful. But we got a great show today. Danielle Manning made a big announcement. Plus, we've got some quarterback news. And as always, we're going to get you up to date on the Houston Texans cheerleaders because Miss July has been unveiled. But first, let's get back to that Manning announcement. He talked about how his days in the NFL are over earlier this week on Texans Radio.
Here's the opening kickoff of 2011. Manning brings it out to his right across the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, and he spun down across the 40-yard line. McAfee, the kickoff man, had to help bring down Manning. Outstanding kick return of 46 yards for Manning.
Here you are, joined the Texans in 2011, and, you know, I love the way it worked out last year with you coming back to the team and everything, but here you are, and you have something to say.
Yeah. So we talked earlier. So I decided I'm going to hang the cleats up. So I'm retiring, officially retiring.
Danielle Manning retiring from professional football. Tell us how hard a decision it was, because I know you decided a while ago to do this.
Right. I mean, like I was saying earlier, I cleared my phones and everything and turned the TV off, wouldn't listen to anything about the news. I just wanted to make a decision and something I knew I had to live with. From that moment, it was pretty simple. It was really simple. I didn't lose any sleep about it. I looked back and I enjoyed the moment that I had, and you know, I thank God every day that I was able to live a fantasy and I made it a reality. I did well with my career.
What do you think was the driving factor behind you making this decision? Was it just age or health, or was it just you wanted to end at a certain point in your career?
Well, I did look at the way my career was going, and I just felt like I wanted to compete a little bit more, and not the way that I was going back and forth, you know. And so I thought about some of that, and you know, the age, all the factors that goes into guys retiring, except for the injuries. And I was just, I felt like it was time.
All right, so Manning is done after 4 years with the Texans, 9 years total. We bring in my good friend DP Sidhu. You write for HoustonTexans.com. You contribute to Texans Radio and Texans TV. DP, not a shock, this announcement, but it's one that's kind of cool because he's done playing football, but he's not done as a Texan.
I'm really happy that he was able to announce it here with the Texans, with the organization, because we are going to see more of him. He's going to join the ambassador program, which means we're going to see a lot more of him throughout the community events, doing radio and things like that, which, of course, we love when guys like that, former players, come and speak on the radio with us, and fans love it, too. So we had a chance to catch up with him this week, like you mentioned earlier, and a little bittersweet because he is such a presence in that locker room, and it was really nice to have him back last year. I remember when he did come back, the players said they had to sort of squint because they couldn't believe he was really back on the field with that number 38.
You know, you say presence. That's a good P word to describe him. I always think professional, both in the locker room, like you mentioned, but on the field. I mean, when he and Jonathan Joseph signed in 2011, right as the lockout ended, those two brought an instant credibility, an instant upgrade to a secondary that had gotten shredded the year before. It's really cool when you look back on some of the great things, the great plays he made in his time here as a Texan.
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of reminiscing about some of our favorite moments and those big returns and the game against Chicago. And yeah. It's going to be hard to not see him out there on the field. I remember particularly on special teams, whenever he would go back there and return, how fired up the crowd would get. And
you had to hold your breath.
You had to hold your breath, but it was exciting to see him back there because it happened during big moments and big games, and he made some really big plays as well, especially in the postseason for the Texans. But very cool that he got to be a part of those two seasons where the Texans did make the playoffs.
And you know, another thing that I really am always going to remember about him is OTAs and rookie minicamp. You know, a lot of times the veterans would get finished with something and the coach would let them go and let them get on. And the rookies and the second-year guys would have to stay around and kind of learn some of the basics. Danielle Manning oftentimes never left. He stayed around just to observe, just to lend a helping hand, give a friendly word, you know, lend some advice. And, you know, that's immeasurable, the stuff he does there. What are you going to think about when you think of Danielle Manning off the field?
You know, you think of all that, but what really impressed me last year was when he came from Cincinnati and he was no longer the starter and he knew that he had to work his way back into the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. He was so humble about it. For someone that has accomplished what he's accomplished and a starter in the league, a starter on this team, for him to be able to step back and say, well, I got to work just like everybody else. And that work ethic that he had is something that I'll always remember. And the motivation that he provides other players. He says he might dabble in some motivational speaking, which would be really cool to see.
All right. Well, good stuff, DP. Thanks so much for the time. And now we turn our attention to the quarterback position and Brian Hoyer. He had a chance to interact with some fans earlier this week at a Kroger event. And, man, everybody there had a pretty fun time.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How do you look at all this stuff?
Yeah, I think I'm more excited this year than in years past because it's a new opportunity, a new chance, a new team. So for me, you know, this is my seventh year in the league. You kind of always have this routine you get into. So, you know, after mini camp and OTAs, you maybe take a week or two off, kind of relax a little bit, and then, you know, get right back into it, especially for me now, adjusting to the heat. I've been down here trying to work out, run, get outside as much as I can and just get used to it.
How different is it?
Oh, it's a lot different. It's a lot different. I went home to Ohio, and it was 70 degrees, and everybody there was wearing, you know, tank tops and shorts, and I'm putting on my sweatshirt because I've been down here for so long.
But it's a wet heat.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that humidity is crazy. But I think we can use that to our advantage. I think teams that practice in the heat and humidity, you become obviously in better shape because you have to be. And hopefully that is something that we use for in the long run.
Are you now here for the duration?
Yeah, for sure.
So when did you get back?
About 2 weeks ago.
In general, what do you think about going up there early in camp to practice against the Redskins?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think, I've been on teams before where you practice against other teams. I think it breaks up the monotony of training camp. Us going up there early, I think, kind of breaks it up because we had just practiced against our own defense for the last 13 practices in the offseason. So, you know, to get 4 or 5 practices in before we head up to Washington, that'll be good. And then you get going against a different defense, different looks, different players, and I think it makes you adapt.
Can it be somewhat of a monitor or a barometer kind of where you're at? Or is that too early in camp to really know?
Yeah, I think anytime you go against another defense, I think that kind of shows you you're not just, basing your looks off of what you've seen over and over and over again. So, like I said, it makes you adjust on the fly and kind of react just like a game.
All right, Hoyer, Ryan Mallett, one of those position battles to watch as training camp gets a little closer. All right, later in the show, did you get your tickets yet? And coming up next, we've got to sit down with an expert on the SEC and college football. But time now for your top 5 HoustonTexans.com videos of the week. Wingstop presents the top 5 videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Checking in at number 5, the Houston Texans cheerleaders' I Really Like You music video. Number 4 is John Harris catching up with Mississippi State head coach Dan Mullen at SEC Media Days. Numero tres, it's another edition of Dear Drew. The second video this week on HoustonTexans.com, it's your Miss July calendar girl, HTC Liz. And the number one video this week is J.J. Watt being voted the number one player of 2014 by his NFL peers. To watch these videos and more, visit HoustonTexans.com.